My wife and I have had some of the most special weeks of our lives on the Navajo Reservation in Arizona and New Mexico. But there was a cloud over one visit during a summer ministry we had there. See, there had been this mystery illness. It was all over the news. It had already taken some 20 lives. People suddenly were developing severe breathing problems, and in a short time, they were gone. Well, since then, that same disease has surfaced in places all over the country. That demonstrated that the killer was not a reservation disease, but in the early stages, there was panic on the reservation. Health experts and researchers from all over descended on the area to find the cause, and finally, they isolated this rodent-borne cause that they called the hantavirus. And then victims had some hope of recovery. Before that, the medical personnel were just trying to treat the symptoms. But everyone knew that the killer would continue to claim victims until the culprit was identified. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the deadliest disease. The Bible, God's book, identifies the greatest killer of all time, the greatest problem you and I have. Strangely, many of us wouldn't even put this disease on our list of problems that need a solution. We'd put its deadly symptoms on our list. We see the damage from the disease in our family and our working relationships, some of the dark feelings inside of us, in the brokenness between people. Okay, here's the diagnosis. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2, our word for today from the Word of God. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But our iniquities, that's our sins, our wrongdoings, have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. There's a spiritual killer on the loose in your world and mine. It's called sin. And because of it, the Bible says here we are away from God. And that single missing relationship is responsible for so much of our misery. First of all, sin needs a definition. What is it? Well, I think the middle letter says it pretty well. S-I-N. I will run my life, not you, God. No matter how religious we are, the Bible says we have all made that defiant choice about the central control of our life. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fallen short of God's glorious ideal. And out of that hijacking of our life has come thousands of little life choices that disregard what God wants and just plow ahead with what we want. This sin virus puts a wall between us and the God that we can't live without. The symptoms? Well, they read like a list of the greatest struggles and needs of our life. Chronic loneliness. Why? We're lonely for God. We're away from him. A low view of our worth. Why? Because we're away from the one who gave us our worth. Disappointing relationships. Why? Because we haven't got the central relationship right and all the others aren't working. A lot because of our selfishness. Those dark feelings that frighten us sometimes, depression, anger, they're there because there's no God to help us control them and change them. We're nervous about death, and we're nervous about eternity because we're not ready to meet God. We're away from him. We got struggles in our marriages, our parenting, in finding peace, trying to find some closeness. It's all so hard because we're doing it without the love of God, without the power of God. Maybe you've battled the symptoms all your life without knowing what caused them, the sin virus. If you're ready for a cure, listen to Isaiah 53. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, that's Christ. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity or the sin of us all. Jesus took the punishment for your sin when he died on the cross. And the wall between you and God comes down the moment you make the Savior your Savior by saying, Jesus, I'm pinning all my hopes on you. Do that today. Let this new life begin. If you've never begun that relationship and you want to, please visit our website. You'll find out how to get this confirmed and how to be sure before this day is over. Go to anewstory.com, anewstory.com. Right now, right where you are, you can open up your life to the one not who has the cure. No, he is the cure.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.